It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? We're in the book of Genesis, Genesis chapter 4. We're going to begin reading with verse 25. We'll just read two verses to finish that chapter. Then we're going to go to chapter 5, and we're going to read the full chapter. So I hope I said that correctly. Genesis chapter 4, verses 25 through 26, and those two verses. Then we'll begin with Genesis chapter 5. While you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. And we're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you would like to write to us, you can. Our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. And if you would like to visit us at our website, you will find us at www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. And so I hope that was enough time now for you to find your place as we begin to read and enjoy the study today in the book of Genesis. Genesis chapter 4, beginning to read with verse 25. And Adam knew his wife again, and bare a son, and called his name Seth. For God, said she, hath appointed me another seed instead of Abel, whom Cain slew. And to Seth, to him also there was born a son, and he called his name Enos. Then began men to call upon the name of the Lord. This is the book of the generations of Adam. In the day that God created man, in the likeness of God made he him. Male and female created he them, and blessed them, and called their name Adam. In the day when they were created, Adam lived 130 years, and begat a son in his own likeness after his image, and called his name Seth. And the days of Adam after he had begotten Seth were 800 years, and he begat sons and daughters. All the days that Adam lived were 930 years, and he died. And Seth lived 105 years, and begat Enos. And Seth lived after he begat Enos 807 years, and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Seth were 912 years, and he died. Enos lived 90 years, and begat Kenan. And Enos lived after he begat Kenan 815 years, and begat sons and daughters. All the days of Enos were 905 years, and he died. And Kenan lived 70 years, and begat Mahalalel. And Kenan lived after he begat Mahalalel 840 years, and begat sons and daughters. All the days of Kenan were 910 years, and he died. And Mahalalel lived 65 years, and begat Jared. And Mahalalel lived after he begat Jared 830 years, and begat sons and daughters. All the days of Mahalalel were 895 years, and he died. And Jared lived 162 years, and he begat Enoch. And Jared lived after he had begat Enoch 800 years, and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Jared were 962 years, and he died. And Enoch lived 65 years, and begat Methuselah. And Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years, and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God, and was not, for God took him. And Methuselah lived 187 years, and begat Lamech. And Methuselah lived after he begat Lamech 782 years, and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Methuselah were 969 years, and he died. And Lamech lived 182 years, and begat a son. And he called his name Noah, saying, "This same shall comfort us concerning our work and toil of our hands, because of the ground which the Lord hath cursed." And Lamech lived after he begat Noah 595 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Lamech were 777 years, and he died. And Noah was 500 years old, and Noah begat Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Let's go to the Lord in prayer after we've read His precious word today. Father, we thank You for this beautiful word that You have before us. And Father, so many times while when we see the begats, we just kind of bounce on through them, or we quit as we try to read through them. Don't allow us to do that, Lord. Help us to look through these names and enjoy these names and see very clearly that this is the line that comes from Adam and comes to You, Lord Jesus. And so don't let us miss that. Thank You for Your precious word, every word that we have before us. Now, Father, please guide and lead us as we study this word today. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. It's wonderful to read God's Word when you looked ahead. If you had an opportunity to take your Bibles out and you saw the begats underway, I hope that you didn't think, well, I hope Larry doesn't read that. Well, we sure do, because we don't miss one word or one part of God's precious Word. And if you know me at all, you'll realize that I have a very difficult time reading. And so when I get to some of those difficult names, I may stumble and I may fall, but I guarantee you that I'll get right back up again and I'll try again, and then we'll continue through God's precious word, because each and every name is very important, and we will look at those in just a few minutes. We're not going to look at each name, but there are certain ones, and it's important to follow through, read through each time you look at those. Before we get that far, though, I'd like to back up just a little bit and look, not very long, but look at what has taken place in the close. We did not read concerning Cain. We have spent a couple of weeks on Cain and his family. And if you'll notice that we have about 1.5 verses of Scripture bring us through up into the one that is seventh from Adam, which is Lamech. And when we look through those couple of verses, or a verse and a half, to go all the way from Cain to Lamech, and if you'll see that how little time that God gives to this world, and then we have all the way from Adam unto Enoch, which is the seventh from Adam, and we're down to verse 21 and 22. And so we have 22 verses that give us of the time of the godly line, the line that's on the way to the Lord Jesus Christ, the birth of the Lord Jesus here upon earth, that He'll come and take on the human body that He had. And when we look at that, why, we have 1.5 verses on one side, Cain's side, but on Seth's side, why, we have almost 20 verses of Scripture explaining that family. It's important that we follow the godly line and do not pay any attention to the things of this world, even though we have the handler of the harp and the organ and the instruments of music and the tent making, the dwell in tents and take care of the cattle, things of that Cain's family is known for. We need to be known to be of the godly line. And we look at these verses of Scripture, 25 and 26. Adam knew his wife again, and she bare a son and called his name Seth. Called his name Seth. God's plan will continue. Seth is to set, settled, placed, and his way is underway from him, from Adam to the Messiah, the coming of the Messiah. And Cain here, why, he's just a wonder, and he will be the head and the leader of the great false religion, and it is underway immediately, that you serve yourself and to praise and honor the world and the creation and not the Creator. But we come over here once again because we have some beautiful words. Then began men to call upon the name of the Lord. And so once Seth was born and Enos come, we have now a group, Adam and Seth and Enos, as they begin to be praising and honoring and giving proper praise unto the Lord, that what they should be giving. Cain on the other side, if you'll remember right, he went out. Cain went out from the presence of the Lord and dwelt in the land of Nod on east of Eden. So that's the two families, and we're going now to spend some time with the family of Adam through Seth, which is the godly line, the line that chose to serve after and with the Lord. So we begin man to call upon the name of the Lord. Now, if we start there and look at the fifth verse, fifth chapter, verse 1. This is the book of the generations of Adam. In the day that God created man, in the likeness of God made he him. Male and female created he them. Blessed them and called their name Adam in the day when they were created. Now, as we just come through those first couple of verses there, and then we'll read down through the birth of Seth. But as we look at this first section, as we look, God created man. Man was not his own maker. And so when you selfishly and jealously serve the gods of this land, you have no place and no business to do so. When God created man, and Adam named all the animals, he named everyone. And let's look even to the point that Adam named his wife, and that you'll find back in the third chapter, verse 20. Adam called his wife's name Eve. And so even to the place that he even named his wife, but Adam did not pick his own name. God named him, and it says it so clearly here, and we know from earlier verses of Scripture that we've been studying, and then called their name Adam in the day that when they were created. And so we have the first Adam, and then we have the second Adam, being the Lord Jesus Christ, that he would come and redeem us. And so please, as we look at the first Adam here, and Adam lived 130 years and begat a son in his own likeness after his image, and called his name Seth. Again, God created man. Man is not, was not, never was his own maker. So man should not be his own master. I like that. You said, well, I'm not going to go to a church where they're going to tell me what to do, and I'm not going to study some old book that's going to tell me what to do. You are being your own master. You need to come to the book, the Bible, the Word of God. You need to search it to find salvation, that you can have your sins forgiven. And then once you have made that first wonderful, beautiful step of salvation, and that can be done when you look to the Word of God and the Holy Spirit convicts your heart, and then you come. And I ask that you come, that you make that choice, and you come to the Lord Jesus Christ, turning unto Him. He has taken your sins away at the cross of Calvary. Now accept that free gift, because until the time that you come, it is not to your account. And you need to take care of the problem of sin. And once you take care of that, and it comes, you come asking by faith that the Lord Jesus will come into your heart and save you. And by you turning, it is a set of repentance. You're turning from the world and you're turning unto God. And please that you do that with the power and presence of the Holy Spirit upon your life. And when you make that turn, then the Holy Spirit comes to live within your heart. Please today, trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Call upon Him today. And we need to see, when we have done that, then from that time on, then we no longer serve the world, serve ourselves. We serve the living God. And look unto the Lord Jesus Christ today for His strength, for His leadership, for His direction. So, don't be your own master. You're not your own maker. God created man. Man was not from eternity. God created man. God is from eternity to, through eternity. Man was not from eternity. God made him in his own likeness, the Scripture tells us here. This is the book of the generations of Adam. In the day that God created man, in the likeness of God made he him. Male and female created he them, and blessed them, and called their name Adam in the day when they were created. Made in his likeness. We were made in his righteousness. We were to be holy. We were to be happy and satisfied. But then, of course, we made the decision, the choice, to go against the Word of God. See that you don't go against the Word of God. And what we have here then is the beginning of death. Dust shalt thou return. You know, a wasting, a dying life. We die slowly. It's a sad thing. That was never God's plan or God's way. But by our decision, Adam's decision, Eve's decision, to go against the Word of God and eat of the forbidden fruit, it placed us in a place of death. Now let's look at Genesis chapter 2. If you'll turn just a few pages towards the front of your Bible, Genesis chapter 2, and we're going to look at the 17th verse. But of the tree of knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou shalt thereof thou shalt surely die. Let me read that again, I'm sorry. But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die. God's word is true. God's word today is true. Whether you believe it or not, whether you ignore it or not, has no bearing on God's word. It does have a bearing on your life. Whether you spend eternity in the lake of fire, in hell, or you spend eternity in the presence in heaven in a wonderful life with the Lord Jesus Christ. Now let's continue to look at what God clearly told them. Genesis chapter 3, verses 17 and 19, through 19. And to Adam he said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it, cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Thorns also and thistles shall bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field. In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread, till thou return unto the ground. For out of it wast thou taken, for dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return. What a promise. God keeps his word. So you see, we find as we begin here with these verses of scripture, the life, the death, the dying of Adam. All because they made a decision to go against the word of God. Now you can stay spiritually dead if you choose not to come by faith to the Lord Jesus Christ. It's so important that you look to the word of God. Let's begin once again. Genesis chapter 5, verse 1. This is the book of the generations of Adam. In the day that God created man, in the likeness of God made he him. Male and female created he them. Blessed them and called their name Adam in the day when they were created. Adam lived 130 years, and he begat a son in his own likeness after his image, and called his name Seth. The days of Adam after he had begotten Seth were 800 years, and he begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Adam that Adam lived were 930 years, and he died. Abel was murdered. He was a martyr. He was murdered by his brother Cain. Adam lived 930 years. He was 130 years old when Seth was born. And he lived then, the days after he begat Seth were 800 years, the fourth verse tells us. So all the days of Adam were 940 years. Don't try to take away from the days. Some say that creation is not seven literal days. It is. Some believe that here these years aren't the same as they are now. They were. Nothing has changed. Can you imagine we know folks that have lived to be over 100 years old and think that that's quite something to accomplish. to have lived on this earth 100 years. How about to live 930 years? 930 years. But the sad thing of this, this is the book of the generations of Adam, and it begins the book of dying, because each one, except for Enoch, died. They had to face death, because once again, do you remember what we just read in the third chapter? And for out of it wast thou taken, for dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return. The body will go back into the ground, be placed in the grave, and there will be a resurrection of that body, but it will be for a time before that takes place. And it's going to be a glorious day, a wonderful day, when we all receive our glorified bodies. But did you think that Adam has waited now some almost 6,000 years? As he awaits that time, I believe that time to be soon. I believe that time to be close. But Adam, as he ate of the forbidden fruit, immediately started to die. He didn't just have Seth. He had Cain, he had Abel, he had Seth, and he begat sons and daughters, the fourth verse tells us. We don't know how many children would you have over an 800 years of time. And so many, as they began to populate this earth and come across this earth. Now, let's look at Psalms 51:5. Psalms 51:5. I love the Word of God. I love looking at different verses of Scripture. Psalms 51:5, and that verse of Scripture, "Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me." Well, as we start here, and we have with Cain, the family of Cain, we have very little told of them. And as I said, it's a verse and a half or two verses is all the time that was given. Now we're about to spend the chapter, almost the whole fifth chapter, talking about the family and the line that Adam, through Seth, through the godly line. Seth is with time, and he is born, and they have children, and he died. Cain's family is stated very quickly. We're going to take some time and look through these verses of Scripture, speaking of these men that are the line of Christ. "The memory of the just is blessed, but the name of the wicked shall rot." Let's look at Proverbs chapter 10, verse 7. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 7. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 7. "The memory of the just is blessed, but the name of the wicked shall rot." So what do you want to do in this life? It's time for you to make a decision. And I hope that decision today is for the Lord Jesus Christ and service. Remember, you were created. You are not your own master. We continue now through these verses of Scripture. All the days of Adam that Adam lived were 930 years, and he died. Seth lived 105 years and begat Enos. And Seth lived, after he begat Enos, 807 years and begat sons and daughters. All the days of Seth were 912 years, and he died. Okay, now we have Adam, and he lived to be 930 years old. We have Seth. He was 105 and began to have children, lived 807 years after that. He was 912 years old. He died. Isn't it sad that the end of this description of their life is that each have died? He died. Now, two of them, Adam was 930, and Seth is 912. And as we look through these verses of Scripture here, I want to show you something in Psalms, and I hope that you, again, you know that I always have two Bibles here, and so I can look from one to the other. Psalms 90, in the 12th verse, "So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom." Now, as we begin to look at these days and months and years, grace. Think of all the years that Adam had to serve, praise, and honor the Lord. Think of all the days, months, and years that Seth had to honor and praise and glorify the Lord. And now we go on and continue to Seth's life. And I'm sorry, Seth was 912 years and he died. Enos lived 90 years and begat Kenan. He lived 90 years. I remember Adam was 130 years old, and when he begat Seth, and then his name was called Seth, and then we have Seth, he was 105 when he begat his children, and then we have here Enos lived 90 years and begat Kenan. Now, one thing to remember, and it says, and he begat sons and daughters, and so it's not real clear that there are not other children before and after. So it's not necessarily, I don't mean to lead you to believe that he was 130 years old when he started having children, and that he was 105 years old when Seth started to have children. They may have been, listen, they lived to be 912 years old. But this line that we have with the Lord Jesus Christ, coming to the Lord Jesus Christ, starts, and that is the time, that's the year, that's the date that we are given here. When this child, let's just look to see that I'm telling you correctly, Seth lived 105 years and begat Enos. See, it's not saying that he started having children then, or he had children prior to that. It is not like Mary and Joseph, where the Lord Jesus Christ was her very firstborn, because you see, she was a virgin, and the Holy Spirit brought forth this child, fathered this, the child of the Lord Jesus. And so, different here, that it's not necessarily so that this is their first child, but they list when this line that points to the Lord Jesus Christ. All right, now again, verse 8, and all the days of Seth were 912 years, and he died. Enos lived 90 years and begat Kenan. He was 90 years old when this one was born, when Kenan. And Enos lived, after he begat Kenan, 815 years, and he begat sons and daughters. All the days of Enos were 905 years, and he died. And Kenan lived 70 years and begat Mahalalel. And Mahalalel, and Kenan lived, after he begot Mahalalel, 840 years, and begot sons and daughters. All the days of Kenan were 910 years, and he died. So now let's look once again. We have the birth of the death of Adam at 930, the death of Seth at 912, the death of Enos at 905, and now the death of Kenan, 910. Now, each time that we're coming through these steps and these families, they begat sons and daughters. There was very, very large families here as they set out to populate the earth. And so to enjoy this this time, and to think that these folks are living at such years, 930, 912, 905, 910, please, that you see this and see it clearly, that you understand that is actual days, year, and months, and years. It is nothing different. Their life was so pure. Ours is kind of cursed with the years of sickness and of pain and of suffering. That our life, you know, we have improved our means of health some to where we live a little longer than they did for a period of time in this land, but still there's no one has gotten to the place of this these years that we're looking at here. And if you'll notice why they continue as we come to the end of the chapter, and we'll have Noah being 500 years old when he had Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Now, I want you to see, as we continue, and we're going to end here with this verse of Kenan, and we'll begin and finish out the chapter concerning Enoch and Noah and Lamech and all those that are coming, Methuselah. And I want you to enjoy and see that this is the line of the Lord Jesus Christ. I do not want you to miss that. I want you to know that there's a purpose for these names, and I want you to take some time and read through them and watch this line as it continues as they populated the earth and continued God's Word clearly and simply. Now, my dear friend, we've enjoyed this study. I hope that you have. And we'll be back next time to continue this study. But my question's always the same. What are you going to do about Jesus?